A weak solidarity Brekkie team listener when, let's open with a little quiz. In the NATO-trained killing war room in Madrid, presumably with the ghost of Franco guiding them, true blue Aussie joined in the attacks on evil Russia and evil China, indeed instigated the attacks on evil China, with the US of the UN of the world's NATO deciding China also somehow poses a major threat to liberty, freedom and democracy in Europe. And asked whether true blue Aussie supported the tough talk would derail the so-called reset of relations with evil China, true blue Aussie said it was a strongly supportive of the US of NATO communique. Understandable, seeing as we said it was true blue Aussie which raised the threat of evil China. So our big question is, was the train killer rhetoric spoken by A, caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo Constable Peter Duffer, or B, big supremo Anthony Albanese? The answer, of course, is easy. It could have been either. Meanwhile, our Minister for Going Overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect Penny Left Wing was over in Malaysia telling them what a serious threat to our security was evil China. And back here, the US of and therefore true blue Aussie were so concerned at the possibility of China establishing train killer bases in the Asia Pacific region that the US of and therefore true blue Aussie agreed the US of would have to expand its bases here in true blue Aussie and across the Asia Pacific region. Send in the Marines, even more the Marines. And they said they had to extend their bases because no one, and particularly we know who, has a right to have bases in the Asia Pacific region without blushing. What about, and how's this for a stupid thought, listener, no country having bases in the Asia-Pacific region? If they're going to fight over who's the biggest capitalist bully, mine's bigger than yours, then leave us out of it. Still, no doubt the merchants of death will be rubbing their hands as they hear the war talk from the Madrid war room, which no doubt they're stirring. Evil Russia has been disturbed that US of NATO has been encircling it. No justification for war crimes, but no excuse for the hypocrisy of the US of NATO either. So in response to that concern, US of NATO added two more countries on the Russian border just to make war is peace that little bit more. War is peaceful. Fulfilling the US of promise that NATO would not expand toward the Russian border. Having mentioned Franco, can I, well, doesn't matter, I'm going to, tell you a story nothing to do with this week. Back in November 1975, in the same week that Kersak Whitlam, Franco died. Well, I think he'd been brain dead for a fair while, and my partner and I were in Perth. So when we heard the news, we decided to find a Spanish restaurant and celebrate, but when we sat down, we noticed the waiters all looking and dressed very formally, cummerbunds and things, and thought, maybe we've chosen the wrong lot. So as the waiter poured us a glass of red, I said, are we celebrating or commiserating tonight? And he said, we are celebrating, comrade. And from then on, we had this wild night with the staff. We mentioned last week how our old mate Innes Will Cost, the workers of the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group, is nothing if not logical, like Innes declaring the economy crippling dollar an hour to the lowest of low paid based on a 5.1% inflation rate, got it so wrong. Because Innes informed us he supported the lowest of low paid keeping up with inflation, but the real inflation rate was 3-point-something percent, and so the lowest of low paid should have got 2-point-something percent. Keeping up? Well, as we said, nothing if not logical, the old Innes, and certainly predictable. Another of our favourites, Alan Joystick of the airline which used to be our airline, well, it's almost still ours as we seem to pay for everything. We just don't get the profits anymore. Alan gets those, the rewards for efficiency over inefficiency, but he's so generous a supremo that he promised staff a $5,000 bonus for their contributions through the pandemic. The goodness of his heart, what a generous, caring employer. Except except at the same time he's making an offer they can't refuse. Cop a two-year wage freeze and then a 2% wage rise in 3 years' time, a touch behind the projected three-year high inflation rates. But Allen says if staff reject the offer they can't reject, can't refuse, then they won't get the $5,000. Which the usual evil union suspects carry on won't nearly compensate for all they'll lose over that time. Ungrateful, ungrateful evil unions and lazy avaricious workers. And Allen says the bonus has nothing to do with the offer they can't refuse, showing that, like Innes, Allen is right up there in the logic department. Nothing to do with other than they won't get it unless. And as for these delays and confusion at airports, Allen informed us they have nothing to do with the airline that used to be. It's down 100% to the privatised airports, which also used to be. So passengers, stop blaming poor Allen. Oh, and did you see another very, very caring employer, Tony Adamo, real name of the Kent Pub in North Carlton, says due to rising costs and staff shortages, he has been forced to slash his workers' pay. What's that economic theory that staff shortages will mean higher pay? But forced to slash their wages because he so cares for them, ungrateful, ungrateful staff said they were frustrated and pissed off. Have they no concern for their caring employer? We can be sure all responsible citizens who support good caring employers will be rushing down to the Kent Hotel to support the wage cuts. And what were the rising costs, Tony? Wages. Crippling bloody wages. Workers are so, so selfish, proven by the fact they say they're pissed off. What disrespect? Doesn't that say it all about the greed of workers? Down the road at Melbourne Uni, more wonderful news. After years of slashing thousands of staff, the Vice-Chancellor, on a package worth about $2 million a year, announced a record $584 million profit, surplus. Sadly, he said the $584 million was not available for day-to-day teaching, research or operations and the thousands and thousands used to do. Bad luck, he didn't tell us what it was there for. Big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital said he would look at broadening the diversity of the Reserve Profits Bank Board, whose current diversity ranges from far right to far right, but would not guarantee he would appoint anyone representing workers, yet mentioned that during the nuclear hawk world's greatest worst treasurer Paul Accord period, ACTU Secretary Little Billy Kilt wage rises had been on the board, and wasn't that one of the great working class successes? So there was no one representing the workers then either. The ever-helpful Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin offered a hint for preventing bacon spitting fat all over the place. Add salt to the fat. Add salt to the salt. An assault on one's person. Speaking of assault, in the week that was sport, the That Was Smart Award of the Week to Collingwood footy president Jeff Nobrain for the very, very, very funny joke he cracked about serial offender Jordan Degoe's stupid's misogynist and sexist performance in Bali. Cracked in front of an audience of women who, surprise, surprise, didn't see the joke. My word, Jeff's made a big difference since they jettisoned Eddie Maguire, you so poor. Then again, I guess sexism and misogyny and racism and homophobia come as a package deal. Nonetheless, when Eddie was sexist or racist, he wasn't sexist or racist. There wasn't a sexist or racist bone in his body. He kept telling us, keeps telling us. And we can be sure that when Jeff was sexist and misogynistic, he most certainly was not sexist and misogynistic. Indeed, while the young women in the audience didn't exactly piss themselves laughing, one much more sensible woman, Lord Rupert of Wapping's in-depth columnist Rita Panahi Deep Thinkers, attacked the women who didn't laugh and the odd critic who thought Jeff may just have been a touch sexist and misogynistic by declaring he was merely continuing the true blue Aussie tradition of larrikinism. Having a laugh, just having a bit of fun, and political correctness is taking the fun out of life. In fact, let's not waste the opportunity. Rita, you've stepped up the Feminist Solidarity of the Week Award. Still on sport, doesn't it make us proud, proud, proud to be true blue Aussies every time we see that other serial performer, Nick Kyriossy Larrikin, display our larrikin sense of humour, spitting at patrons, bashing balls at people, abusing officials, smashing rackets and decrying how unfairly the world treats him. Yes, our chests burst with patriotic pride. Now, spare a thought for poor AG Hell for the Planet, thwarted in its attempt to demerge it, to hive off the highly polluting fossils, making it one of the True Blue Aussies' biggest polluters, under a new benign name and retaining the AGL moniker for the bits that aren't so polluting, with the company telling us this created a tough situation. What makes it so tough? The fact that the name AG Hell for the Planet will still be associated with massive pollution. But couldn't you overcome that by not massive polluting? Oh, come on, be sensible. Our shareholders have to live. And finally, while caring employers are so distraught at this $1 an hour wage rise for the lowest of low paid, which as Innes says should have been 2-point-something% and which forced poor Tony to slash wages and also to freeze them altogether, for Allen, the latest report shows the retail sector, we're told every time workers ask for a pay rise, is so struggling and battling to survive, has posted record high sales 5 months in a row. So that's great news for lazy, avaricious workers. Caring employers will be telling us any time, for the first time, a bit of history, that the time is right for a big, big pay rise. Whee! Good morning.